USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A strengthening Hurricane Ian is striking Cuba's western side this hour, where authorities have evacuated 50,000 people as it became a major Category 3 storm early Tuesday. It is expected to hit Florida's west coast as a Category 4 hurricane Wednesday. Evacuations have been issued in Tampa and surrounding areas. As to where it will hit in Florida on Wednesday remains to be seen. The Tampa airport will close down operations at 5 p.m. local time Tuesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're going to keep monitoring the track of this storm, but it really is important to stress the degree of uncertainty that still exists. And so anybody from Tampa Bay all the way to Escambia County, there are different tracks that would take it into any one of those places.
Lawyers for Elon Musk and Twitter are set to debate several pending requests for information in their continuing legal battle. With less than 3 weeks to go before a scheduled trial over Mr. Musk's $44 billion takeover went south after Elon's claim Twitter was hiding pertinent information. Federal officials have taken possession of a Pacific Gas and Electric Company utility transmission pole and attached equipment as part of an investigation into what caused the mosquito fire. It's burned 77,000 acres across Placer and El Dorado counties and is 85% contained as of Monday. The fire destroyed 78 structures. The investigation was noted on Pacific Gas and Electric's filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday. Danish authorities on Monday asked ships to stay away from the island of Bornholm after a gas leak overnight from the defunct Russian-owned Nord Stream 2 pipeline drained into the Baltic Sea. The German government and Danish authorities are working together to see what happened and are leaning towards sabotage. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as kim grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The Kremlin acknowledged errors Monday in its drive to mobilize 300,000 men to fight in Ukraine as backlash grows. At least 20 military recruitment offices in Russia have been lit on fire, per the Moscow Times. A recruitment officer was shot at point-blank range and left critically injured on Monday in Serbia. As the United States is warning Russia that could only be defined as military action should Russia choose to use nuclear weapons, Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Newsmax blasted the Air Force Academy for instructing cadets to adopt gender-inclusive language as part of their diversity and inclusion training. He's vowing to cut out this cancer of the military if Republicans win back the House in the midterm elections.
Because of a series of slides and memos, cadets themselves that their families brought to me and brought to my office, and we've since sent a letter to both the superintendent of the Air Force Academy and the secretary of the Air Force demanding answers.
There's a food recall in the United States.
Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Beerman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.